the old days, newsrooms were completely dependent on the wire service, which delivered a constant stream of news. These days, the internet can provide a lot of that, and newswire services are struggling to remain relevant. The Australian Wire Service, AAP, announced this week that it will close its New Zealand's newswire service, with a loss of 14 journalism jobs against the backdrop of constant media jobs being lost. Is it another sign of the times? Tony Gillies is editing-chief of the AAP. The Wire's Henry Wilson asked him what led to the closure.
Financial, really, and it's been sad. New Zealand used to have its own national news agency. It was called the New Zealand Press Association. It was a news agency that exists like AAP does in Australia. So when NZPA closed down in 2011 after 132 years, well, we decided at AAP that we would create a national news wire for New Zealand, because there was still a requirement for impartial and fast delivered news for that market. We derive our revenue from these media companies, and that's how we exist. So and you know, we employ full-time journalists, photographers and video people and all of this sort of thing. So for the last 6.5 years, we've been working very well with the in the New Zealand market and delivering a very solid newswire service to this country. But more recently, and certainly over recent months, we endured and have endured quite a bit of pressure from our subscribers to dramatically reduce the fees. And in the end, the financial outlook, just didn't make this a viable proposition.
What's changed in the journalists' needs for the wire services?
Hasn't changed. In fact, what it's done is it's sped up. So we've had to be even more nimble than ever before. We've got so many more things at our fingertips in order to get across the news very quickly. In the very old days, so when AAP was first founded in 1935, it was a matter of having journalists on the beat and doing all of the the foot slogging on the footpaths and all that sort of stuff to get the story. There's so much more technology at hand now to get across more news quickly, and so we use that technology to deliver the breaking news. We certainly have journalists on the ground working their rounds as they would in a traditional sense, and they're very strong, they're very well regarded right across the industry, both here and in New Zealand. But they just have so much more at their fingertips to deliver the news even faster than ever before.
And people say the New Zealand AAP is closing down because it's not needed anymore. What's the loss when you lose a wire service?
Well, people are saying they don't need it anymore. I think what they were saying is, to be fair, they're saying that they needed to pay less. I mean, as you know, the whole media industry has been seriously challenged by the diversification of news right across the board. So we haven't been immune to all of that. And as I said, we rely so heavily upon these media organisations to fund us, if you like, to pay their subscriptions for us to do our work, and when they've got nowhere else to turn other than to apply pressure on fees, well then it gets to that tipping point where you just can't make the business viable. So in New Zealand, a much smaller market, a great market, but a much smaller one than in Australia, the sensitivity around all of that is so much higher than what it is in Australia. So in Australia, we've been travelling pretty well, but we still have those same conversations with media organisations about the pressure on fees and so on. But we also have other areas of our business that we can rely on for revenue. So we've got a little bit more room to move, I guess, in Australia.
Tony Gillies, editing chief of the AAP, speaking to the Wire's Henry Wilson.